12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sided Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Otherworld Seattle, episode 4. I've got some great players with me. Let's start with Mac.
Hey guys, I'm Mac, and I'm going to be playing Cecil Mulgrove, who is a hacker, and it's not paranoia if they're actually after you.
Hello, I am Sainter Saint Spider, and I am playing Bailey Wolf, the somewhat just exhausted photographer.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean Charles, our video store clerk, and somehow sort of the director of this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, sure.
It seems, you seem to be on point with that all, so.
Yeah, sure. Why
not? Hi, I'm Pooja. I am playing Mira Rao, mortician, goth, and expert at getting her parents off her back for now.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, and she's a ranger and trying to keep her friends alive as best she can.
That sounds like a Queen song. Keep your friends alive.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
So last time we got together, we learned who could drive and who cannot.
I resemble that remark.
Next time we're just taking the hearse.
Yeah, that'll be a lot more convenient if something goes truly wrong. So you all followed a set of footprints out into the woods and found a 10-foot tall Sasquatch sitting across a creek eating hikers a la carte. And it sensed that something was there, but then ran off with all its food and left you alone. You then left and found that you were being followed by a black caddy with tinted windows. And Cecil decided to do a quick maneuver to get off the freeway, and it did not happen well, and a car crash ensued, and they were taken to the hospital. Luckily, somehow, through probably because Mac only missed her roll by just a few points, there wasn't massive damage to their bodies, but the car is totaled because it's a rabbit. So, yeah. Sean, Bailey, and Maribel went to Weirdo Videos, where they're making copies of all the footage that they got. Maribel ended up going to the hospital to check in on Elijah, Mira, and Cecil, who are all doing fine. Cecil's kind of glad, after listening to all the different parents talking, that her parents don't live nearby. And then at the very end of the game, Maribel went out to call Weirdo Videos, and as she was hanging up, she saw a Lincoln Continental with blackout windows slowly driving by the front of the hospital doing the creep drive. And that's where we ended it. You guys had spoken briefly on the phone and had decided that you were going to meet up where again?
We were going to meet up at Weirdo Video, but I don't know. I don't want to be followed there and have another safe place ruined.
Good point. Yeah.
I'm going to say Maribel's parents were preppers. So she's... No, I'm kidding.
I think you're a prepper. That sounds like a Dr. Pepper thing. You're a prepper. I'm a prepper.
You're a prepper. Wouldn't you like to be a prepper too?
No. So, yeah, you see them drive by and then you don't see them again. After several hours, it's decided that there's no internal bleeding and there's no broken bones. So the three of you that were in the rabbit are cleared to go.
Yeah, but they killed the wabbit.
They did kill the wabbit. Killed the wabbit.
Not close.
So all you have is the ragtop Jeep. Mira's parents are like, as soon as you get up and you get dressed and you go outside, they're like, well, we'll take you back to our place so you can convalesce a little bit. And that's right when Maribel shows back up from making the phone call. And Elijah's like, no, guys, to his parents, look, I don't know what's going on. It was just an accident. It's no big deal. I'll get a ride with my friends. And his parents are fighting so much, or bickering with each other so much, that they kind of hand wave it away now that they know he's walking around, and slowly make their way out of the hospital. Mira's parents are not the same. They're just standing there like, all right, let's go, young lady. We have to get you back. We'll make you some food. And you ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah, let me just check in with my friends, okay?
All right. So they leave you alone for a moment, and you all are in the lobby of the emergency room.
Okay, well, I, you know, very softly let Mira and Cecil in on everything, and that I saw the car and Elijah, you know, because he's there. And I
I'm still a person.
I saw the car out in the parking lot. I don't know. It may be better if we go separate ways because they can't follow all of us.
Well, you have the car, though. You have the car. We'd have to call a taxi or something.
Well, true.
Mira, do you think your parents would drop us off somewhere?
Yeah. Did your parents leave already?
Yeah. Something's up. I don't know what's up with them.
I don't know, but if they're after me, then I got to get out of here.
Where would you go, even? I mean, the trailer's been compromised.
I don't know. I gotta get out of here.
Why don't we do this? Because we already know that Maribel can get away from these guys. The two of you go, like, Maribel and Cecil can go together. And then I'll get my parents to drop Elijah off.
All right. That sounds good.
And, you know, just so you know, we're gonna try and stealthily meet up at Weirdo Video. Maybe go in the back door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. All right. So what I'm going to do right now is actually jump forward in time to when you've all snuck out and you meet back up at Weirdo Video. It is late. It is probably 10 o'clock.
I had to wait till my parents went to bed and then climb out the window.
Right. Exactly.
Like a teenager.
Exactly. And boy, did you get an earful, just like, give me a resolve. I'm just kidding. You are very glad to get out of there. All of you are going to be extremely sore because for those of you who have not been in multiple car accidents like myself, you get jacked up on adrenaline when it happens, and then the next day, the adrenaline's gone, but the pain remains. So, got a certain amount of time before that will kick in. Anyway, you all make it back to the video place stealthily. I'm going to say you don't have any problems. The footage has been copied, so you have a backup copy and then a backup copy of all the footage. And Elijah's first thing is like, did it come out? Did we get it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What the hell was that on the freeway? I just saw all I heard was we're being followed, and then suddenly hospital.
Well, we were being followed. What did you want me to do? The rabbit just couldn't take the maneuver I was trying to pull off.
Yeah, it was the rabbit's fault.
It was the rabbit's fault. I just, you know, I don't know. The point is that what do we do next? We got to put all this footage together somehow and make a show.
I think we're close to a show. I think we want to try to get one more
weird thing,
something more. I think we're really right there. I think we can really take this up another level.
I think we got to tell people the truth now while we still can. Who knows who's going to show up next and try and silence us?
I didn't see any of those weird cars following us anywhere, and they didn't seem to come to the hospital. So I think, I don't know, do you think they're afraid of...
They were circling the hospital.
Yeah, but do you think they're afraid of public places, like with lots of people?
It sounds like it. From what you said about them not wanting to get close to anyone who was helping us at the... on the freeway. Like, we have at least two episodes worth of stuff right now.
All right. I think this is enough for us to get a pretty good deal on our show. So let's try to edit it together, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just aching to comb through the details because there's no way we know the full extent of what we got. I want a slow-mo. I want a rewind. I want a color correct.
Here's the question, I guess. Do Bailey, Sean... and Elijah want to stay at the weirdo video and edit all night? Or do all of you want to edit all night? What's the plan?
I got nowhere else to go, so.
Yeah, I mean, let's edit. Let's edit. And then, you know, Elijah, you've got to hook up with this channel. Let's see if we can get this on the air.
Tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. I mean, I've got a hookup there, but I don't know if they're going to put it on tonight. I mean, I can try.
I think if they get a look at it, they're going to want to put this on the air tonight.
All right.
And if they don't, we're going to make it happen. We have to make this happen. People need to know.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's actually look at it.
Well, while y'all are doing like the color correcting or whatever you were talking about, I have a bunch of records at my place. I'll go get some. We could have some music.
Yeah.
Soundtrack is essential.
Yeah.
Sure. And speaking of your place, does anything... happen with the brooch?
I have it nestled in salt and silver. I'll go back to my apartment and pick up appropriate soundtrack music, which I have in abundance.
Okay, cool.
You know, I'm sure Freedom has blankets and stuff around here from all the parties he tends to throw. So I'm just going to curl up on the floor somewhere and
sack out.
I was going to say a vacuumed portion of the floor.
Yeah, good luck with that. I think you're very brave to use one of Freedom's blankets, but hey, that's neither here nor there. Go ahead, Mac.
Oh, I was just going to say I was going to try and bum something off of Freedom since he was obviously smoking and enjoying life.
Oh, well, of course, sure.
Thanks, man.
Here
I need
you go.
It. I really need it.
What happened out there?
Man, you will find out very soon, as will everybody else. It's the truth. We found the truth, and that's important.
Well, which truth? Which one? You guys have video of something? What'd you get video of?
We'll tell you later. Just light me up and we'll...
All right. So he lights you up, and he's got, like, the Humboldt shit. It's good. It's really good weed. He's just kind of hanging out, eating... Yabba Zabbas and smoking bowls with you as Bailey and Sean and Elijah go through this footage. And every once in a while from the editing bay, you hear, oh, wow. Cool. No, back that up. No, slower. So, what the?
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah. So to answer your question, Bailey, about what is on the footage, you didn't have a steady cam or anything like that. But it's not like some portions are a little Blair Witch, which hasn't come out yet, but you get the aesthetic, like the movement. But most of it's pretty good. And you get a full on picture of the Sasquatch. And Elijah goes, all right, can we blur out this whole section here? I think we might be in trouble if we don't blur that out.
It's the truth. We got to show the people the truth.
I was just about to say that.
Well, maybe we can, like, be proper and indicate the truth or something.
Just put a long black bar down that's horizontal. Or
whatever. Across the whole screen. Like, per se.
You also get a good shot of the bodies, which are really badly beaten up. If you want to... You might want to blur that as well, or are you going to keep that there too?
Keeping it in.
Okay. Because it looks like war footage. It's bad.
Oof.
Images are maybe disturbing to some viewers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, this is Faces of Death stuff. We're going whole hog here.
How strict are they on public access, though?
Not all that strict, especially that early in the morning.
It was the Wild West back then.
It's pretty compelling stuff. Is the Bigfoot footage going to be your first episode or the ghost footage?
I was going to say do them both.
Do them both in the same episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that. How long of a format do you want to make it?
It feels like this is heading towards...
A 44-minute?
The 40s.
Yeah?
40 okay, cool.
I mean, it's public access, so you could just make it an hour.
Yeah.
You're not breaking for commercials.
Yeah, we have an hour worth of footage. Let's do it.
We did have a lot of good stuff.
I mean, I would say it should be two episodes. And I think we lead with the Bigfoot and then do the ghost.
All right. Either way, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. If we're pretty confident that we're going to get another episode on air after
oh, yeah.
our first
one. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is going to be huge.
Is there any... I just want to use my spot hidden so bad. Is there okay. any secrets?
Can I sure, find give some me a spot hidden roll.
All right, so my base was 40, and I forgot to add the other base of 25. So 65.
Right, correct.
That's good.
Is my... I'm just, like, trying to be transparent. Yeah. All right, and... damn it. Okay, well... got an 88, so dude, never mind.
You're like, wow, this is all really good footage.
God damn it. I have the skill. I want to use it. All right.
The one other thing that's really bugging Cecil right now is what happened with Bacon. And I'm wondering if he has a pager. It occurs to me to try and page him. Just while all this is going on, they're editing. I'm getting high and probably getting more paranoid and worried about Bacon.
Give me a luck roll.
I got an 18 under my 40.
You do know that he has a pager. You know, though, that it's a risk to page him.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, I would go down to, like, a payphone down the block or something.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can do that, and you ring him up. And I'll get back to this group in just a second. Let me jump over to Mira. Mira, you... make it back to your house, and you hear talking coming from inside the house, a female voice, and then every once in a while you hear a cat meow.
Okay, I'm gonna go in. I wanna know who the hell is stealing my cats.
When you open the door, standing next to your vanity is a woman in what looks to be some kind of 1920s outfit with a little hat on. And next to the ground, you see that it looks like one of the cats knocked the bowl with the salt over, and it fell on the floor, and the top popped off, and the brooch came out. And she is talking to Osiris and Isis. She's talking with them, and they're meowing back at her. And she looks up. Hello, you must be the woman of the house. The cats have been talking about you.
I am. You know what? If they told you I don't feed them, that's just not true. You can... there's food in their bowls right now.
They say their bowls are always half empty. And so that they never have any fresh food. But I know how cats are.
Well, that's comforting. Shannon, I presume?
Yes, you know my name. She takes a few steps across the room. It's a very nice home.
Thank you. I have to admit, I'm surprised to see you here.
Well, I'm surprised to be here, to be honest, but I'm glad. A change in scenery is always needed sometimes.
Yeah, and you've been in that house a long time.
I have. And you notice the brooch is on her blouse.
So you're not mad? You're not mad that you're here?
Why would I be?
Well, you kind of were rude back at the house and, you know.
Oh, I wasn't rude to you at all. You mean the slamming of the drawer and everything?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't me.
Oh. Oh, my mistake, then. My mistake.
But I am very grateful for you for getting me out of the house. She takes a few more steps closer towards you.
I'm going to walk over and grab a cigarette, and I'm definitely lighting that cigarette and a stick of incense at the same time.
Oh, can I have one of those?
The incense?
No, the cigarette.
Sure. Can you?
She gets a little closer to you.
I'm going to blow some of the smoke from my cigarette and the incense smoke at the same time towards her.
She flickers for a moment. Can I get a resolve check?
Yeah, you can.
Please tell me you're smoking clothes.
Of course I am.
Course.
Is there another kind of cigarette? Like it's...
that's like mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Got a 93.
How much?
93.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh, you take 7 points.
Oh my gosh.
I know that feel.
Roll a 50-50 to see if you freak out or not.
I rolled a 64.
So, okay, roll me a four-sided.
Attack uncontrollably.
3.
You freeze for just a moment as fear comes over you, but then you quickly get back your composure.
Yay. Well, considering how well I handled giant naked man, I feel like I was due for something.
Yeah, so she's right there, and she raises her hand. She's, like, literally a couple of inches away from you. She puts her hand forward for a cigarette.
And I'm going to give her a cigarette. I'm going to give her my cigarette.
Okay. She takes it and takes a long drag. Her body flickers a little bit as the smoke goes down into her lungs. She goes, ah, it's been a long time. So do you live here alone?
I have Osiris and Isis.
I mean other people, dear.
I mean, my parents come by all the time. I suppose that counts.
It's hard for a young girl to get away from her parents. I know.
they just don't understand my life or my choices.
They never do.
They really don't.
What year is it, by the way?
1993.
Oh, wow. That's a long time to be trapped in a drawer, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So who, what, I mean, if you weren't the drawer slamming...
Well, the witch that lives there. The one who feeds off spirits.
You mean the homeless woman?
Did she appear homeless to you?
Yes.
That's a good trick.
So you were a stack?
Yeah. I guess because I was young when I died, I have a lot of energy left. And when she says that, it's in a very forward, flirtatious way you pick up on, as she's very close to you at this point.
I am going to, like, grab another cigarette and go over to the vanity and, like, pick up the... and, like, start cleaning up. So very nervous, like...
And the cats are just kind of looking at you sideways, and we're going to be right back to you. Cecil, so you page Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And a few moments later, the phone starts to ring.
Pick it up.
Who is this?
Who's this?
This is Miss Cecil.
Miss Cecil? I don't know anybody by that name.
What name do you go by? Which alias do you want us to use?
Okay, who the fuck are you?
Where are you right now?
Like, I'm gonna tell you that. You're lucky I haven't hung up already.
Yes, we are.
All right, bye. Hang up. Yeah, with that, like, fuck that. Wait.
I need you to make a resolve roll.
Shit. Okay.
That rattled your cage.
I got a 22.
Nice.
So you're fine. Okay. Yeah. You're shaken, but you haven't lost any resolve.
Yeah.
She expected this.
What do you want to do?
I am going back to... it's a video store, post-haste.
Okay.
And I'm going to just kind of walk in and just be, like, mumbling to myself, just like, okay, but they got, and they fucking got Bacon, and I don't know what he
Freedom
did.
Looks at you and goes, oh, are you having a bad trip or something? I just gave you some good weed. It wasn't,
no,
you all right?
Can I have some more? I need it right now for my nerves.
What please. Happened? Well, tell me what happened.
No, I just, it's complicated. All right,
here. Passes you a bong.
Yeah, I take like a big rip off of the bong and then go to the editing area where my friends are. And I'm still kind of mumbling and just, you know, very much like thinking out loud, talking and half looking like I'm explaining it to them, but also am not. Yeah, I'm just like in kind of this weird panic meltdown mode.
Whoa, Cecil, can you slow
what's
down?
Happened, Cecil?
Yeah, what's going on? What happened?
Okay, so like remember Bacon? Bacon showed up at my place and there were the raccoons and all the things that happened, and he got into some shit. I went to page him and like the person who called me back on the phone wasn't him and they were super creepy and I think it's probably like the Men in Black and they're super after me now and I don't know what shit he got into. Fuck.
Okay, calm down. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it right now.
Are we safe here?
Yeah, did you see anyone when you were on the phone?
I didn't see anybody, but I also, like...
How long were you on the phone for?
For, like, a couple seconds.
Okay.
Like, a couple seconds?
Like, I didn't stay on and ask them, like, how their mom is doing and, you know, if I was going to... should expect a Christmas card this year or something, like...
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Long enough to know that it wasn't bacon and to know that this whole situation is fucked.
We are very fucked.
Yep, we are. We are.
At least we know they're not after the well, they might be after.
They might be. Who knows what they're after, or who knows what they'll take once they get here.
We need to get this to the fucking station. Are we almost done?
Are we?
Yeah, we got to get to the station. If not, maybe I can get it out on the air somewhere, somehow else, if we need to, like, through some back channels. I can maybe hack some shit. I don't know. But
yeah.
We got to get the truth out there while we still can.
Yeah.
It's going to take you all about another 30 minutes to button everything up. And you've noticed suddenly that Mira hasn't come back yet with the music. So the only like tunes you've got are like stuff from the 60s and 70s, from non-copyrighted stuff, from Freedom's stash. But you've noticed that it's been a little while since Mira left.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they got Mira. Like, she was in the car with me, and so they would know her.
All right. Here's what I think we should do. Let's get the tape ready to go. It doesn't matter about the music. No one's going to care about the music. We'll get the tapes, be ready to go, get all the copies. I'll hide one here. And then let's just pile into, I guess, Maribel's car and go to Mira's house and get her and then get it to the station.
Okay. I'm for that. Let's go. Bailey, you got everything you need?
Go. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's just go.
Bailey, did you ever see what you were looking for when you kept slowing everything down and anything?
Let's just maybe focus on, you know, sometimes you just want to be more helpful than you're currently are being.
I'm sorry. Really, I just wanted to know.
Let's just maybe go save our friend because we're followed by men in black.
All right, let's go. So all of you leave. Let's jump back over to Mira. You're across the way sweeping up salt off your floor, and you feel Shannon just walk up behind you, just standing there. Here is the question. She is going to make a pass at you. Do you consent to that pass, or do you try to get the hell out of the apartment as quickly as possible?
That goes be thirsty.
I know. And I'm kind of like, as freaked out as I am, this is absolutely like the pinnacle of like what I want to happen. So yes, I consent to the pass.
Okay.
But it's still freaking me out. So I'm not smooth.
Right. Well, she's smooth for you.
Okay.
So you're cleaning up and it's a whole, you know, there's a whole like the hand kiss and then we fade to black.
Because so we have no idea how the mechanics would work with a ghost.
Yeah, what?
you got to start making pottery. That's how it starts.
Yeah. She actually can take solid form. So, you know, she's able to smoke and everything. We fade to black and you all pile into this ragtop Jeep and get the fuck out. You know, like I said, she left like a while ago, so it's been a little bit. And you get to her apartment and you hear talking inside and giggling and stuff. Her door.
I've never heard her giggle before.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Do you knock?
Totally on the door.
Okay. Mira, you sit up really quickly in your bed. And Shannon says, "Don't worry, they'll go away. It's okay."
I don't think they will. Let me just.
I can make myself scarce. It's all right.
I mean, you don't. It's up to you.
Do you think they're ready to meet me?
Honestly, with everything that's gone on in the past day, probably not.
Let me just disappear. It's okay.
Okay. Well, you're not gonna just. You'll come back, right?
No, sweetie, I'm not. I'll come back. Don't worry. And then she just gives you a kiss on the cheek and she disappears and the brooch is on the bed.
This is just so cute.
I'm going to put the brooch on the vanity just like tuck it behind something else so that when they come in, they won't see that it's like not in its container of salt and silver.
Okay. Okay.
And put on like my large robe and go get the door.
So, yeah, she opens the door in a robe, even though she was going to come back in just a little while with records. And you see the two cats just hanging out in the front room. Nothing else.
What the fuck?
You giggling with your cats?
Yeah, you were supposed to come back with music. We thought, I mean, anything could have happened to you.
Yeah. Sorry about that. When, you know how it is, like, I got back and Osiris and Isis had kind of made a mess. And then by the time I was done cleaning that up, I had to, like, go and clean myself up some. The hospital wasn't exactly great on my clothes. I was coming back in, like, a few minutes.
Okay.
Well, we're going. We came to get you, so go put on not that, unless that's what you want to go to the station in.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just hang out here for a minute, and I'll go change.
All right. So a few moments later, you come back out in your best Stevie Nicks garb, and...
I like to think of, like, it's a little more Brandon Lee.
I know. I'm just kidding.
A little more Brandon Lee.
Right. Just joking. Because last time you had said you had a big dress on, so...
Mm-hmm.
You head over to the station. It's probably about 3 or 4 in the morning. It's early in the morning. There's a college student behind the front desk when you get there, because the place is always going. And you walk through the door, and he's all like, "Hey, guys, I haven't seen you in a while." His name's Alex. He's a couple of years behind you in school, probably going to graduate soon. What are you all doing here? What's up?
We come bearing the truth, man.
Yeah.
Elijah goes, "Yeah, man, can we get on right now?" But Mr. Smith just started his How to Fix a Vacuum Cleaner show just like a moment ago. We just started running it.
Trust me.
Nobody cares
Trust
about
me.
That.
You're going to want this footage to air as quickly as possible.
Well, let me see it. Let me take a look.
Oh, yeah. You're not even ready for this, man. You're not even ready.
All right. So he fast forwards it a little bit, you know, into the meat of the show. And Elijah did some VO over some of it to explain what was going on. And after a few moments, he goes, "Holy shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that fucking real? Is that somebody in, like, is that, like, people stacked on top of each other?"
"No, man.
No, dude, it's real.
It's real.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we got to get it on, like, right now."
"And, man, people are, like..."
"I've been looking for this fucker for every summer. I go out with my dad to look for Bigfoot, and you guys just stumble upon him eating campers."
"It's probably for the best that y'all didn't find him then."
Yeah.
"Well, my God. Yeah, like, fuck the vacuum cleaning thing. Let's get this on."
"Do it."
You all go into the control room. Mr. Smith is sitting there watching his video being played. He's an older white guy, probably in his, you know, early 70s. Alex is all like, "I'm sorry, we have an emergency broadcast that we need to do right now." "Emergency broadcast? What do you mean?"
"It's breaking. Breaking yes. news."
"Yeah.
Oh, fine, but I want my feedback of $5 to put this on, because I worked really hard on this video, and there's no free place for me to put it up, so I got to put it up here. Maybe in the future there'll be a free service where I can put this up."
Bailey just hands him $10. She just hands him $10. Here.
"I'm a starving former student, but I'm going to get you out of my way."
"I'm going to regret this later. I put no credit points into this bill."
So, disgruntled old guy walks away. He probably mumbles something like, "Greatest generation, my ass," and then closes the door. And Alex quickly puts up the video and starts to broadcast it. And you're watching it go out on the airwaves.
Are, like, with the positioning of the station, like, will we be able to see if uninvited guests come in?
Yes, it's all stations are on top of hills overlooking the city. That's just, I think it's mandatory.
Right,
even
right.
in Kansas, they build
a hill
it just so that. It makes the signal
better. Yeah. It does. And it goes beep, 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 beep.
Right, right.
While it goes out.
With one giant satellite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just shifting up and down. Perfect.
Little lightning bolts coming out of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
The thing runs for about, I'm going to say half of it, for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the view of blood and the markings. And right as the Sasquatch is standing up in all his glory next to a pile of bodies,
mm-hmm.
all the electricity just goes out.
No.
No. Oh, man.
It's as if an entire city grid just got cut.
Oh, my God.
Alex comes through the door. He goes, dude, look. There's people out front that are trying to get in. I locked the door, but they're banging on the door. It's these four. They look like quadruplets. They all look the same.
Oh,
shit. They found us.
Yep. Nope. Nope. Is there a back door? Where's the back door?
What? Should we grab the tape? Should we grab the tape?
Yeah, of course, grab the tape.
Grab the tape.
Yes. One, we grab the tape. And two, where's the back door?
Alex says, well, don't go out the back. There's a service entry. There's tunnels underneath this place that you can take.
Why are there tunnels underneath this place?
Who cares? Let's go.
It's just
rum runners. This used to be a speakeasy back in the day.
Okay.
It just goes to the sewer lines.
All right.
Okay, great.
Let's go.
You guys don't know about the Seattle tunnels?
There's a whole maze of tunnels underneath the city. Accept it. Let's go.
All right.
You hear banging and then glass.
Let's go.
I got the tape.
Yeah, Alex goes, fuck this. I'm coming with you. I'm not going to get killed by four hairless, dudes. Let's go.
Hairless?
Oh, sorry. Did I say hairless? You all go down and you shut the door. And sure enough, you're in brick tunnels. And he's like, all right, come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
God. I'm so upset I wore my white Keds today.
Now, this isn't like a full-on sewer, not like Unquiet Blood's season of finding the notes for Atu. These are actual tunnels that were used at first to like get stuff from the docks to different places in the city easily, and then for nefarious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lizard people.
Lizard people.
Yeah. I mean, they're using it for the NWO. I mean, obviously.
I mean, there's a lot of like occult groups that perform ceremonies down in the tunnels. This place is full of magic.
Yes.
Okay.
I will accept that, I guess.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Now, Alex knows where to go to get out. But he's freaking out, and I want a roll made to see if you guys get lost at all. And I'm going to say one is Pooja, two is Michelle, three is Jay, four is Mac, five is Saint, six is Reroll. Okay, so three is Jay. Jay, I'd like you to roll for his just tracking ability to get you guys out of this situation.
43, so I'm hoping it's good.
It is good.
Woohoo!
Huzzah.
You make it out into it looks like a copy place, like a Kinko's almost, but a mom and pop place. And he's like, oh, fuck. Okay. Well, the lights are still off, so that's actually good. Elijah looks around and says, all right, obviously this is too hot to handle. Maybe I don't know what to do next.
I say we continue to disperse the information.
How?
If we can get somewhere with some power and a computer, I can start hitting people up, start sending that shit out. We'll start dispersing it across the net. It'll be like, I'm imagining like that hackers type sequence.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we would need to digitize it, and it's an hour-long footage. It would take like 4 days to upload.
True.
Probably. Yeah.
If not longer.
Do clips or something from it.
Wasn't Chloe complaining about Zeus having a computer that he doesn't know how to use over at Holy Roast?
Yeah, yeah.
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 I mean, we could go over there. I mean, he doesn't open up for a few hours, but we can always just go over to he lives nearby. We can go by his place. And Alex goes, everybody knows where Zeus lives.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Remind me, what time is it again?
It's like 4 in the morning. It is early.
Okay. It's time for coffee.
God, yeah. I hope Zeus makes coffee at his place.
Yes.
Okay. So you get there. It's a large house. It's a 2-story home. It's got 7 marble fountains and several pillars out on its porch, you know, with cherubs and different things going on. It looks like an even more Greek version of the Holy Roast. And you go up to the door and you ring the bell real quick. A few moments later, Chloe opens the door and she's, you know, obviously was asleep. Oh, guys, what's going on?
Sorry, it's an emergency.
It's an emergency.
What happened? Is there, what's, what?
Dude, where is your dad? Is he awake? We have.
I can wake him up. That's fine. What do you all need?
His computer.
Oh, okay. Give me a second. I'll get him up. He quickly comes downstairs after getting dressed. And he has his Magnum PI mustache. And you can tell that he's slowly trying to grow back the beard without Chloe noticing. Hey, guys. It's good to see you this morning. I'm told that you need a computer. Is this legal stuff we're doing here, or is this illegal stuff? Just want to kind of know why you need a computer at gray area.
Hey, no, the truth is always legal.
It's massively, massively important.
All right. Well, jump in your cars, meet me over at the Holy Roast, and I'll open up the and you can mess with the computer. I just bought it not long ago, so it's cutting edge, according to Cleo. I have no fucking clue what it does, though. It's a box on my desk, so you are absolutely welcome to use it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yes. We really appreciate it.
It is early enough that I think Chloe will forgive you for forgetting her name right now.
Oh, what did I say?
Cleo.
Just Cleo. See, Chloe, Cecil, Cleo.
It's a lot happening.
Yeah. Now you're just making
I'm totally making
it's the most dad thing to do. You can just assume that, like,
absolutely.
Chloe's mom's name is Cleo.
You know, I've got a lot of kids. I forget their names. And then you guys head out to the car and jump in and drive over. He's got a really nice brand new Mac. Good. It's got a whole few megabytes of memory. And you start doing your thing. I need a computer use roll for you, Cecil.
That is a 27 under my 80.
Excellent. Ooh. All right. So sure enough, you start doing small snippets of the show.
The camera's panning around. I'm drinking coffee and typing like a crazy person, chain smoking.
And you see into the walls where in the electric sound of things going down the whatever and, you know.
The inner tubes.
You can see the radio station from where you're at, and suddenly the lights go back on in that part of town. And Alex goes, okay. Look, I've got to go. I'm going to go check to see if they've left the radio station. I'll call you if the coast is clear, okay?
Be careful, man.
Go for it. Good luck.
Stay safe.
All right. Keep that footage safe. Then he heads out. Zeus is giving you guys each these massive amounts of coffee, these pools of coffee. And what have you kids gotten yourself into?
You know what, Zeus? I think the less you know, probably the better for you. Just don't worry about it. But it's important, and the world needs to know. And so that's what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Zeus, have you ever had experience with guys in the black suits who all looked alike?
Nope. No, I haven't had any issues with any people in black suits. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. No, I mean, there's always talk about Sasquatches and stuff like that, but, you know, I guess that's possible. Mira, you go by the window of the front, and you look out, and it takes you a moment, but you realize that the Holy Roast is the only building that actually does have power.
Mm-hmm.
Zeus,
that's,
do you run
we're
going
to stop it.
No!
Evil. So thank you guys so much. I enjoy cliffhangers. And Michelle's upset.
I'm just shaking my head.
Oh, okay. That was a lot of fun. Thank you all so much. Where can we find our disgruntled cast until next week? Let's start with Michelle.
I shall be stewing on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And you can find my music on Plate Mail Games through DriveThruRPG or subscribe on BattleBards.
Hey guys, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at StrangeLikeThat, the Twitter, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, my website, all that jazz.
Hey y'all, Jay Holtham. You can find me at Jay Holtham in all the old familiar social places. You can also find me playing games at Happy Jacks and sometimes on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV and occasionally on Twitch at twitch.tv/Saint Spider, all one word.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. And pretty much everywhere else as Forgotten Saves. Somewhat similar to Jay, you can find me on Happy Jacks RPG and also on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. Like Michelle said, you can find the sound effects and music on BattleBards and DriveThruRPG. You can also find the show at 12 Sided Story, the number 12, and then Sided Story. Same thing with Instagram. And then our website is 12 Sided Story, all spelled out with just no dashes altogether. And if you would like to help the show, you can either throw out a review on your favorite platform, you can give us a shout out on social media, or join our Patreon. And I keep forgetting to mention, we do have a Ko-fi as well account, where we are, so both the Patreon and Ko-fi accounts are raising money for the cast as like a summer bonus for all the hard work they're doing. And so, yeah, check those out. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.